You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So the other day I went and met with a new tax person, a new CPA. So in a way, I guess I can't mouth off too much at all of our producers who use their moms and dads to do their taxes for them.
Well, you are hiring a professional, though, and you have got business stuff. And
I've got
want to mess up.
I have to file three different returns each year, if you can imagine
that.
That's
insane.
So
what's that tax bill, Dom?
It's in the thousands, buddy. So I'm not. If I was doing the 1040 EZ, however,
yep,
I do believe I'd be able to sit down and spend the 4 minutes it takes to fill that out.
On TurboTax, it basically fills out itself now, honestly.
Right.
But yeah, it is pretty funny because going back, what now? Three producers, if not four, all of them have their parents do their taxes. And every time we're like, what? Like, shouldn't you be doing that yourself? You should know how to
four that I can think of.
At least four, yeah. Every year about this time, they'd come bebopping in. They're like, hey, I got my taxes done. Oh, that's great. Oh, yeah, my mom did them. What?
So we wondered if maybe Josh would be a little different, but no. He says no. Is it his mom or his dad who's helping him do his easy form?
Dad? Yeah, he said dad.
It's his dad.
His dad does it for him.
And he likes, Josh is funny because he'll come and say, well, he's just helping me. So in other words, Josh has the pen over the paper himself. And his dad says, check that box. So he checks
do that one, do that one. Go ahead and go make a sandwich. I'll finish this up.
I can just do it faster, Josh. Give me the pen.
Oh, my gosh.
But you know what? And then I also wonder, can I really mouth off at that? Because, well, sadly, both of my parents are gone. But when they were around, even as a young adult, I would still, like, I know until at least I was 30, my dad would tinker a little bit on my car.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was that all-around handyman guy. He knew everything about cars, workshops, building things.
See, and I can see me doing that eventually, you know, helping with all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you would, because you know that stuff.
Multiple ones.
I didn't inherit that gene.
Multiple ones like that came in on Facebook. Becky says, my dad will actually still go get gas for her and put it in her car, which is a little strange. And I looked at her. She's got like a family, so I don't know. Kim says, my dad does all the, no, that's a different one. We'll go to that one later. Brian says, my dad still takes care of my car, takes it to the shop for me, gets it repaired. So yeah, multiple ones of parents still maintaining vehicles for their kids.
Well, I know that my dad, if the car had to go to the shop, my dad wouldn't drive it there for me. My dad would only work on the car himself.
Right.
If it needed more than I was on my own.
Yeah, Brian's dad's taking it to the repair shop for him,
well,
even.
Brian, that might be a bit much, buddy. You can drive everywhere except to the shop.
Right. It's like, really? Kim, the one I was going to say, she says her dad does all the home repairs for her. So if she's got an issue around the house, dad comes over. You know what? And I'm Mr. Handyman. I try to do a lot of stuff myself, but there have been multiple times where I've given my dad a call and said, hey, dad, can you come solder some pipes for me or help me move rock? And, you know, he jumps at it. He loves it. He loves
what
doing
happens
that kind of stuff.
When these skills are not passed on? For instance, all of the handyman skills I don't have, I therefore cannot pass on to my son.
No.
And
but
my
there's
son,
other things.
My son married somebody with all that skill. So my daughter-in-law is the one who does all the repairs at the house. She's practically a little builder. She's done like contracting work
Which
on the
is
side.
Great.
Just as like a hobby.
She needs to start an Instagram account.
So I had my dad. My son has his wife. What happens when nobody passes along these skills anymore?
You keep a handyman on speed dial on your phone.
Yeah. The
keep
prices
that in your contacts.
For handyman and handy women, handy people is going to skyrocket.
I wonder
because
if
nobody
that
will be able to do these
just
things.
In general is going downhill now. Like people not knowing how to repair things, do general things around the house, work on vehicles, which cars are almost impossible to work on anymore. Everything's all electronic and computer controlled and everything. But just in general, like could you go fix a leaky pipe, you know, or repair part of your deck? I mean, are those skills still around anymore? Are those skills being passed down?
I'll tell you how they're being passed down. Because I had, as soon as I moved into this house 15 months ago, within 6 weeks, I had a leaky faucet. And my dad's not around anymore, but you know who is? YouTube.
Oh, that's everybody's dad.
YouTube is everyone's dad and mom, for that matter. Yeah. Right? So YouTube teaches us how to do all of the things that our parents knew how to do, and they walk us through it. And so I used two different YouTube videos to learn how to repair, because I had to repair, the pipe even down below.
Yeah.
Fix that and put that little special clamp thing on.
Tell me more. Remember that guy we talked about? It has to be 6 months ago or whatever, but he was booming on YouTube because he was just a dad. And it was like dad's tips, and he was doing everything from how to change your oil to buy the right tires to how to buy a hammer. Like, it was just general dad tips, and he was exploding on YouTube because kids were like, my parents never taught me anything.
Yeah, so I guess we don't need parents to pass along that much anymore since we have YouTube videos. And I will tell you this, I mean, quite honestly, the stuff that I did for that, because it was leaking in two different places, that's why it involved cutting the pipe, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
As complicated as that sounded to me at the beginning, when I watched the videos and did it, it wasn't that difficult, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's complex, but not difficult.
Right.
And I think that's what we all learn with these things. It's like, oh, well, I can do this after all.
It's intimidating, too, at first. You're kind of like,
thank you.
Am I going to screw this up?
Especially with plumbing, because you're like, oh, man, if there's a big leak, I'm going to ruin my floors.
Mm-hmm.
And
let me give you a few more that just popped in on Facebook. Dave says, every time I travel, my parents send me, or travel back from their house, they send me home with travel money as I'm leaving to the airport.
Right.
Isn't that great?
That's really fun.
Lisa is saying my mom still gets her an Easter basket every year for Easter.
Aww.
That's cute. Sandy says, mom watches my dog. Shauna says, my mom still does all my sewing. And then Charles says, my mom still gives me headaches and ulcers.
Charles
wins, yeah.
Charles for the win.